You know, it is not every day that an author extends to you the opportunity to supply a quote for their latest work, for their latest book. And I recently had the privilege of supplying a quote to a book, and it happens to be the latest work from New Jersey author John D. Amore. His latest book, which is fantastic, and I'm in the process of reading it now, called Me and George, is available now. And spending a couple minutes with us here this morning to talk about his new book and some of his past works is New Jersey native and author John D. Amore, who is with us here on RNJ. John, good morning. It is Burt Barron, RNJ Radio in Jersey. Good to talk to you, my friend. How are you today?
Very well, Burt. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
And I can't thank you enough for the honor of the quote, because, you know, when you flip a book over and you get to see, you know, people talk about the previous works and they weigh in on the new one, that is very, that's almost sacred space for an author, John, and for you to extend me the opportunity to put a quote in for your new book, I was floored by the honor. So thank you again so much for that.
Well, you know, you since my very first book 10 years ago, The Boss Always Sits in the Back, when you were one of the very first talk show hosts to actually read the book on Memorial Day weekend, if you remember.
I do.
While down the beach on at the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. And you were the first of all the interviews that I had where the interviewer actually read the book and asked the best questions, and I've been grateful ever since.
Well, it's been my honor, John, and we've done readings together in places like Tom's River and Sea Caucus and Jersey City, and we've done a bunch, and not what you're doing now is not necessarily an in-person reading, and we're going to talk about what you're doing Friday and Saturday, but what I love about your new book, which is out now, called Me and George, and it's your sixth book, this is probably the first one, John, that I've read of yours that actually has some laugh-out-loud moments to it, and normally your books, the characters are intense. The storylines are really kind of, intense storylines as well. But I find myself reading Me and George actually like laying the book on my lap and just laughing. Were you trying to get some funny moments out of this latest story?
Absolutely. It's the only way that you could deal with the situation. The I hate using the word protagonist, but it's the only way the lead character would be able to get through this. If he didn't have a sense of humor and be able to laugh at these things, he probably would have gone insane.
Yeah, it is a great read. And my wife will tell you, John, that I'm not much of a reader, but I always anticipate when you have some new work that is out there. And it's one of the few books, and you're one of the few authors who I clamor to read. So that's why I'm really enjoying your latest work here. My guest this morning on the RNJ Morning Program, New Jersey native and author John D. Amore. He's out now with his sixth work, which is just great, called Me and George. When you buy this book, first thing, flip it over, look at the back. You'll see that I get a nice quote in there and a nice mention of RNJ Radio too, John. So thank you so much for that. And for folks who want to get maybe a little bit of a sample of each of your previous works, you got a pretty cool event happening Friday and Saturday. You're going to be reading excerpts of all six of your books this week, John. Is that right?
Yes, because of as you know, Bert, for my first three books, I did national tours. I went from coast to coast and from north to south to promote the books. And by that time, after my third book, which was The Delivery Man, I had done approximately 320 something live appearances across the country, and then of course 2020 came when I was planning another tour for April, and as you know, by March the country had shut down, and because of that, I've not been able to go out and do my tours for my most recent three books, and so I didn't know what I was going to do, and as I'm sure you and your audience knows, out of nowhere, about 2 years ago, this company Zoom comes along, and it just happened to be the best medium for me to go out in one way or another and not just promote my books, but do what you've seen me, Bert, in my live appearances.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of going out there and promoting my books. I really do enjoy being in front of an audience and entertaining them for 20 minutes to a half hour and making them smile.
It's fun. It's interactive. So it. And you leave people wanting more. Like, you'll do a couple chapters and you'll be like, oh, should I do one more? Every hand goes up like, yes, yes, we want, give us just a little bit more of it. And I've seen it. And you, if people buy the books at your live events, you autograph the copies, you take the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll do the Zoom thing, I guess, well, for the time being, John. It still gives you a chance to kind of connect with readers.
Absolutely. And not just the interesting part is, you know, based on the times of these readings, it's not just readers from coast to coast and all through America. I also have a lot of fans in Europe who log on or, you know, wake up very late at night or early in the morning to catch some of these. And also in Australia, New Zealand, South America,
wow.
Central America. So I'm very fortunate in that way that it's it now opens my material up to the rest of the world, which isn't a bad thing. But real quick, tomorrow, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time, folks, I'll be doing my most recent book, Me and George. Then the book that came out before them would start at 8 o'clock called Rubdown. And then on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I'll be doing my book, As Long as I Have Lips. On Saturday, March 5th at 4 p.m., I'll be doing The Delivery Man. 5 o'clock, I'll be doing Dead Fellas. And at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening, I'll be doing the book that everybody first came to know me by, The Boss Always Sits in the Back. And so if you'd like to find out, well, how to get on there, folks, the best way to do it would be to go to my Facebook page. There's something I never thought I'd say several years ago. But go to my Facebook page, John D'Amore. That's JONDAMORE. It's open to the public, and there is a there's a post on there that I think I put up yesterday, and it gives all the details of the readings. Certainly, I'll be doing it again. I'll be posting it again tomorrow.
All right.
But and then, if you're interested in purchasing any of my books, you can always go to my website. JohnDamore.com, JONDAMORE.com, and where you can get, like Bert said, I will be happy to sign the book to you. And you can also take advantage of the combo the discount combo packs that are available. Don't need them signed, or if you want ebooks, just go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and order away.
All right, John, great stuff. And I can't thank you enough again for the privilege of the quote and for joining me here this morning. And really, good luck. You got your work cut out for you, I think, with 6 readings in 2 days. But if anybody can do this, it's you. And it's always just such a great time to hear you and see you do the reading. And you really take the listener and the viewer on a real special journey. And that's quite a skill, my friend. And you're one of the guys who's got the gift to do it. So thank you. You again. Congratulations with everything. And listen, when you get back out on the road, Northwest Jersey has got to be a stop for you. You promise me that?
I guarantee it.
Good stuff. John, thank you again. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, Bert. You and your audience have a great day, too.